our tongue, our fiery tongue, and some of us know what it is, amen, we go off like that. I mean, we give a person a piece of our mind in a minute. Amen. We just talk, but we learn that we have to learn to control our tongue. Amen. So today, I want to start off, I want to stay with the Bible.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Today I want to talk about the feet.
Oh,
amen.
All right.
I want to ask the Lord to guide my feet.
Guide my feet.
Amen. Yes. And I want to start off with a question that says, are you willing to walk away from what we are willing to walk into? Let me say it again. Are you willing to walk away from what you're willing to walk into? If you stay with me, I'll clarify it for you. Amen. But just keep that in mind. Amen. I've got a couple of scriptures here that if you have a Bible, you can turn with me. The first one being Ephesians 2 and 2. Ephesians 2:2. I'm not going to be with you very long. I just want to encourage you to not let these things, your feet, keep you from heaven. Lord, guide my feet. Ephesians 2:2. It says, wherein times past, ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. It is easy for us to go places we shouldn't be, walk into the bar, walk into the liquor store. But I'm asking the Lord to guide my feet. Keep me out of those places. Because as a child of God, those are the places that I'm not supposed to be. Another scripture, Romans 8:1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When we give our lives to Christ, when we are baptized in Jesus' name and filled with His Spirit, we become a new person. That means that we don't do the things that we used to do. That means that our feet are not carrying us to the places that we used to go. So there is no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus. So we're not walking after the things that please us. We're not walking after the flesh. The flesh is very easy to say, well, let's walk over to the liquor store in the cover of darkness where nobody can see us. Get us a little bottle.
All right, now.
Go around the corner and take a little nip.
All right.
Jesus sees us. He never sleeps. Lord, guide my feet.
Amen.
Keep me from the places that I shouldn't be.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let me have any condemnation in what I do.
Amen.
The wise man Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 2:14 that a fool walks in darkness.
All right. Amen.
The There's another scripture that says if the blind lead the blind, they both fall in the ditch. So Lord, guide my feet. I don't want to fall in the ditch. The Lord knows I don't want to be a fool. How many times have we seen on the TV program where police pull over some person and they get them out of the car and they give them the sobriety test and have them, all right, I want you to walk this line. They crooked. They can't walk a straight line. And they look like a fool. Lord, guide my feet so I can walk straight. The Bible says straight is the path that leads to heaven. Narrow is the path, and straight, just to paraphrase, it says that you have to walk a narrow, straight path if you want to get to heaven. But then in the same scripture, it says that broad is the way that leads to destruction.
Amen.
So you can be all over the road.
Amen.
Doing whatever you want to do and go to hell.
That's right.
But if you want to go to heaven, you got to walk a straight line. Lord, guide my feet.
Amen.
Romans 6 and 4 says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was risen up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Like I said, when you are baptized in Jesus' name, and that's what it means by when we are buried with Christ, with him in baptism. Means that you are baptized in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You go down in the water and you come up a new person.
Amen.
You're no longer walking after the things that you used to do.
Amen.
You're no longer trying to go the places that you know you shouldn't do, shouldn't be. It's a newness of life that we're seeking. One more verse here. And that's 2 Corinthians 5 and 2. No, 5 and 7, I'm sorry. It says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Are you willing to walk away from what you're willing to walk into? Are you willing to walk away from your fleshly desires? Are you willing to walk away from the things that are going to get you in trouble? Are you willing to walk away from the things that the flesh says, I just need that? And are you willing to walk by faith? Now, faith is a difficult thing to do. But it's not. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You don't see things all the time when you take faith. So the second part is, are you willing for what you're willing to walk into? If you walk by faith, if you trust in God to guide your feet, so that you don't stray from the path that leads to heaven. The end result is that, like the song says, we shall tread the streets of gold. That's where I want to walk. I want to walk by faith and walk with Christ. So that in the end, people can say, I want to walk like Pastor Frank, because I want to walk like Christ walked. I want to be true. I want to be honest.
Yes.
I want to be helpful to my fellow man. And I want everybody to go to heaven with me. Because it's my desire to go to heaven.
Yes.
So Lord, please, guide my feet.
Yes.
Don't let me stray. That's all. I just want you to understand that just like your tongue can get you in trouble, your feet can get you in trouble. By taking you where you shouldn't be. But if you ask the Lord to tame your tongue, he can do that. If you ask him to guide your feet, he can do that. I love the Lord because he first loved me. And like I said in the beginning, without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would be like a ship without a sail. God bless you. Amen. And again, thank you for coming. Amen. It's just been real good. I had a good time today. You know, there's just a few of us, but with everybody singing and everybody putting in, it does my heart good.
Amen.
Amen. To know that we're doing something right.
Yeah.
It may just be a few, but the few is more precious to me than the millions that are in the other church.
Amen.
Amen. So keep coming. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.